Leading the news this morning, the prosecution has detailed its case against Oscar Pistorius on the second day of his bail hearing. Police say a witness heard gunshots, screaming and then more shots the night Reeva Steenkamp was killed. The champion athlete claims he accidentally shot his girlfriend after mistaking her for an intruder. Anti-whaling activists are claiming a victory in their fight against Japanese whalers. Japan has called off its whale hunts in the Southern Ocean because it says activists are stopping its fleet from refueling. Earlier, the anti-whaling group Sea Shepherd accused whalers of attacking its boats. The federal government has backed down in its hospital funding row with Victoria. It's agreed to reinstate more than $100 million it had cut from that state's health funding. The Greens are warning it could have implications now for other states. An Indonesian court has jailed a 19-year-old Afghan man for 6 years for his part in a people smuggling operation that ended in tragedy. Police say the man admitted to helping organise a boat that sank near Christmas Island last year, killing 90 asylum seekers. They say the man confessed to being involved in organising 3 other trips. And that fishing trawler that's been stranded on rocks at Cronulla, south of Sydney, has been salvaged. The speed of this morning's operation took everyone by surprise. The 15-metre trawler was lifted by the tide. It floated free on its own just after 4 this morning.